Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Adam Levin back on the show. And I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I mention that? I'm glad you're here. After 21 years, you'd think I'd be able to figure this out, wouldn't you? Adam is the author of Swiped, and it's all about how to protect yourself from bad guys out there online. He's the founder of Cyber Scout, chairman and co-founder of Credit.com, and he's our good friend, Adam. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim, and happy holiday.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you back on the show. So, Adam, I was telling the audience before you got here that that the bad guys don't know who you are. They don't really care who you are. You're a little teeny tiny hole in this assault that they put out there to a million, 10 million, 100 million people, 100 million little dots, I should say, a little hole in their assault. They don't know who you are. They don't care who you are. All they care about is they know where you are because they have your email. They probably have your IP address. And they know that if they send you enough stuff, based on the other stuff that they know about your type of person, who you are, psychographics, all that, they can probably get somebody in your group to click on something today, and that's money in the bank for them. What do you think about that? Am I right about that?
I think you're right about most of it. In most cases, it really has to do with botnets. It has to do with vulnerabilities and systems you're using.
Yeah.
And they're searching the net and looking for those vulnerabilities. Now, you could be, as you said, a type of person or somebody affiliated with an organization, and they're zeroing in on the organization.
Well, for example, they're not going to send somebody's grandmother an email about a business package being delivered by FedEx. Click here to make sure your package is going to be delivered. They're going to send that to somebody in business, probably more likely than they are somebody's grandmother. What do you think? That's what I mean.
Either they'll send that to somebody in business, if they're being specific, or they'll send it out to a large patch of people, assuming they do business with FedEx or Amazon.
Right.
And they assume the fact that a large percentage of people that they send it to really are doing that. Mm-hmm. And what they're counting on is you, this is the holiday season, you're busy, you're distracted, you've got a day job, it's your family or your business or where you work or what you own or whatever, and your head's in another place, and then you're notified that there's been a problem, and you click because most likely you bought something on Amazon or somewhere, and then you walk right into a trap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really designed to take advantage of the vulnerability created by your day job, because to them, you are the day job.
So what he's done there, folks, is put three perfect storms together, three things together there to create a perfect storm. Number one, you probably did do something online. Number two, they've got smarter in designing their approach to you to where it looks more like what you might have done. And number three, it's the season where you're more likely to do all those things. And that's a perfect storm, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, because if you think about it, Black Friday, $6.6 billion was conducted online, and $2 billion of that was conducted from iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you what you need to know about how people were very busy and very focused on everything other than the possibility that while they were looking for the gift, they actually had become the gift.
Well, you know, Adam, I'm going to go out on a limb here. As much as I've covered this topic, and I've been covering it since it was we had dial-up, no broadband, so that's a long time. I doubt that there's too many people out there who are more savvy about what the bad guys look like and what they're capable of, what they might do to me, than 99 out of 100, maybe 999 out of 1,000 people. And yet I still get things in, and I find myself reaching over with my finger to click, and then I say, whoa, wait a minute. Those people would never send me an email like that.
And you're right about that.
Because and you have to learn that, don't you? You have to say, okay, wait a minute. American Express is not going to send me that email. If they send me an email, it's going to be for them me to connect with them in another way or whatever. Or wait a minute, that FedEx notice, it's just a little bit different than it ought to be. You got to be that kind of a discerning user, don't you?
Yeah, you sure do. And it has spelling, grammar, color,
yeah.
Logo. When you run your cursor over the URL, there's something about the address doesn't look right.
Look at the email address. Look at the email address. See where the domain is. That's a big one right there.
That's the key one. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, it's a little bit complicated, but it's the thing you got to do. That's why the simplest way to deal in the holiday season with all of this is the first thing is don't go to some third-party app store that you kind of heard of but not really. That sounds maybe like somebody you deal with. Go to Google, go to Apple, and even Google has had issues with some of the apps.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the real retailer. And don't go to the retailer where you might have gotten an email that says click here, even on the off chance that it's legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Go directly to the retailer site. Look for the HTTPS. Look for the lock, and even Brian Krebs recently said there have been some issues with people that have made almost perfect versions of fake websites with an HTTPS and a lock. These guys are getting more creative.
And the other thing, though, is if you also have installed a really good cybersecurity system, like the guys at McAfee, I use Bitdefender, those guys... 99% chance if something comes in, if you clicked on something you shouldn't have, they'll catch it. If I click on a website, if I click on a website that ought to be okay, they'll tell me it's not good.
That's right. More and more now, the browsers and the security software that you put on your systems will actually give you an idea of the fact that you're now moving into dangerous territory
someplace. And believe them, folks. When they tell you that, believe them. When we come back, I'm going to get Adam to talk to us about some specific things to look for and that they can do to you and how you can protect yourself. Adam Levin, ladies and gentlemen. Swiped is the name of the book. Adam, I need your website quickly, please.
AdamLevin.com.
All right. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.